and welcome to another episode of Mormon Channel Daily. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Thank you for joining us today. It's nice to be with you again. We received a wonderful email from Anne, who lives in the Outer Hebrides of Scotland. And I'm not going to lie, I had to look that up to see exactly where that was. And it's an island chain off the west coast of mainland Scotland. And this is what the email said, quote, "Thank you so much for the Mormon Channel. I live alone, so it's a real lifeline to me. I stick it on while I'm doing the housework and at meal times, or just whenever I need a boost. I try to be obedient and take care as to what I watch and listen to, and the Mormon Channel is always safe and so uplifting. I also belong to a very small, at the moment, branch way out here on an island in the Outer Hebrides of Scotland, so it's great to keep in touch with the wider church. God bless all of you involved in this great venture. What a blessing it is. Thank you, and I hope it will last for at least my lifetime. Anne." End of quote. Thank you, Anne, for the nice email. That was kind of fun to receive that. And I picture her listening to us out there so far away. And it's kind of fun to think that we are all friends, even though we're separated by large distances. Recently, it was Valentine's Day. And Valentine's Day, ever since I served as a missionary in Uruguay, has taken on kind of a different meaning for me. Because at one Valentine's Day, we decided we were going to heart attack the members and we were going to sing Love One Another to them and show our love to them. And I know we gave them some sort of missionary challenge at the same time, too. But it was such a fun way to show love to them and to let them know that we cared about them. And I was thinking about the different ways that we show love to each other and how we can best show that love. And then I was thinking about how our Father in Heaven shows his love for us. And I found a really great quote from President Uchtdorf. And he said, quote, "Think of the purest, most all-consuming love you can imagine. Now multiply that love by an infinite amount. That is the measure of God's love for you. He loves us because he is filled with an infinite measure of holy, pure, and indescribable love. We are important to God, not because of our resume, but because we are his children. He loves every one of us, even those who are flawed, rejected, awkward, sorrowful, or broken. God's love is so great that he loves even the proud, the selfish, the arrogant, and the wicked." End of quote. And that quote was in General Conference, October of 2009. I love that quote because you think about how we love or the reasons that we love, and it's so nice to know that our Father in Heaven loves us, even though we may sometimes feel flawed, rejected, awkward, sorrowful, or broken. And it's nice to know that there is someone who loves us despite our shortcomings or our failings, who has a pure love for us. What's new at the Mormon Channel? One of my fellow producers, Brooke Harris, recently did a show where Brother Matthew O. Richardson of the Sunday School General Presidency interviewed Julie R. Bagley from the Young Women General Board and Charles L. Cutler from the Young Men General Board. So tomorrow on the show, we're going to go behind the scenes and talk to Brooke about that interview that they did. And they talked about healthy dating tips for teens. And so I think, well, if it's good enough for a teenager, it's probably good for the rest of us, too. And if you have teenagers or nieces and nephews or cousins, be sure to join us tomorrow as we get some good dating tips. So kind of going along with the theme, it's almost the weekend, which is for a lot of people date night. So I was thinking about if there was any creative date night activities that I could share that you could do with your husband and wife or with someone that you might be dating. And I found an episode that we did a while ago on the Mormon Channel, and it's called Everything Creative. And this particular episode was called Creative Ways to Show Love, where we featured the three dating divas. And I just wanted to share one of the dating ideas that they had on there. So one of the dating divas decides that she's going to kidnap her husband. So she sends him on a short errand to the store. And in the meantime, she's arranged for a babysitter to come over and watch their kids. And then she follows him to the store in another car. And she waits until he goes into the store. And then she jumps in the back seat of his car. And when he comes back, she surprises him and says that she is going to kidnap him and take him on a date. They go get takeout from his favorite restaurant. And then in keeping with the kidnapping theme, they go to an empty field and eat dinner in the back of their car. And she said that it was out of the ordinary. Her husband loved it. He wasn't expecting it. And it sounds like they had a great night. So as we're approaching date night, that might be a fun one to try, or feel free to listen to the rest of the episode. It's on our archives section in mormonchannel.org and get some creative dating ideas for the weekend. One fun story that I wanted to share was something that Elder Scott did for his wife. He talked about it in the April 2011 General Conference, and I'm going to play it for you now.
I remember one year we didn't have the resources for me to give her a Valentine, so I decided to paint a watercolor on the front of the refrigerator. I did the best I could. I only made one mistake. It was enamel, not watercolor. She never let me try to remove that paint from the refrigerator. I remember one day I took some of those little round paper circles that you form when you punch holes in paper, and I wrote on them numbers 1 to 100. Turned it over and wrote her a message, one word on each circle. Then I scooped them up and put them in an envelope. I thought she'd get a good laugh. When she passed away, I found in her private things how much she appreciated the simple messages that we shared with each other. I noted that she'd carefully pasted every one of those circles on a piece of paper. She not only kept my notes to her, but she protected them with plastic coverings as if they were a valuable treasure.
I loved that story from Elder Scott, and it reminded me of when we would ask people to dances in high school, and you do it in a creative way, and they have to do something clever to get their attention, and they have to kind of figure it out. And what struck me about Elder Scott's was that he wasn't in high school. He did it as a fun way to spark romance after they'd been married, and I thought that was really cute, and as evidenced by the way that she kept it, it obviously meant a lot to her, too. They've actually made a Mormon message out of that. If you haven't seen it, you can check it out on our website as well. It's called Expressions of Love, and it has that story of Elder Scott's in it as well as some other stories. It's a great Mormon message. I watched it yesterday again, and I love watching it. I think it's a really cute one. And with that, I am going to leave you with our song of the day. This is actually a song by my friend, Justin Cash. He wrote it about his wife, Annie. Funny story about the way he met her. He was working at a guitar store, and she came in to take guitar lessons. He said it was a dream come true. And so this is the song that he wrote about his wife, Annie, and it's called God Only Made One of You by Justin Cash. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and have a wonderful day.
Two trees in this yard. They've been growing together since nobody knows when. They wrap around each other and nobody can tell where one begins and the other ends. Then late last summer there came a storm. Wind blew and the lightning crashed and the thunder roared. When I went out to sea, I could not believe what I saw. One split down the middle and the other stood tall. And to this day, the one that stayed does not grow. I couldn't help but think it'd be just like you and me. The very same day that I lose you will be the same day I lose myself. The very same day I find that I alone can't unwind out of love that together we tied. Just like a sailor without a star, searching for something I cannot find. God only made one of you together. just like those trees in this yard. We've been growing together since nobody knows when. We wrap around each other and nobody can tell. Where one begins and the other ends.
Another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.